In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Well, good morning. Thank you for getting up early to join us on the Word for Life and fully enjoying this May Day. And hopefully it is everything that the month promises, with the freshness of flowers and grass growing and all that good stuff. We are looking forward to our time here as we are in the book of Revelation, and Pastor Ken Keltner taking us through this. We've looked at each of the six churches so far in chapters 2 and 3 of Revelation, and we're just now getting into the heart of the seventh church, which is the church at Laodicea. Pastor Ken, last time you talked about getting into this idea where the Lord said that this city, the Christians, were neither cold nor hot. He said, I wish you were one of the two, but this lukewarm thing just makes me want to vomit. I think all of us relate to just the nastiness of something being lukewarm. If somebody's taking a shower, I don't know that they want lukewarm. If they temperature outside, you know, just mediocre, maybe isn't as desirous. And certainly, you know, when you get to food and so forth, you know, you want it.
Yeah, you know, when we've been in some countries on missions trips, you talk about showers, sometimes we want it ice cold.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, up here in the north, we kind of like it, the hot showers.
Right. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Well, take it from here, Pastor Ken, and explain to us more of God's thinking here.
Pastor Mark, I think this text, is, and we've talked about it off air here a little bit, that this text has been really kind of misinterpreted, in my opinion. Again, if you weren't with us in the last broadcast, we were talking specifically about where Laodicea was situated in the Lycos Valley, river valley here. So Hierapolis had the hot springs. It was good for medicinal purposes. It was near a little north of Laodicea, and then a little east of Laodicea, about 10 miles, was Colossae, that was known for its cool, cold, refreshing water. And so it seems that Laodicea received water from a remarkable aqueduct system of stone pipes. Archaeological evidence indicates that the waters around Laodicea were infused with a calcium carbonate content that resulted in the waters being lukewarm, impure, and emetic, I guess you could say. That is, if you swallowed it, it could cause you to throw up. It could cause you to get sick. And so many folks have really looked at this passage and said, well, the cold represents unsaved people, and it stands in opposition to Christ, and the lukewarm are carnal Christians or possibly not Christians at all. But remember, Jesus is writing this letter to the church. Some even believe the cold represent believers who stand in opposition to Christ. However, to me, and I could be off, but to me, it is hardly conceivable that Jesus would say to his church to be cold and oppose me. It's better, I believe, to interpret this statement against the historical and the geographical background of Laodicea. Hot, the medicinal waters bubbled up at nearby Hierapolis, while the cold, pure waters flowed at Colossae. In fact, the Greek word for cold here is care. It's actually in the Greek spelled Q-A-R, so it's kind of an interesting pronunciation, care, where we see in Proverbs 25:25, as cold water to a weary soul, so is good news from a far country. Don't you like hearing good news from folks you've worked with years ago, and they're doing well, and then we hear from our family that things are going well, and good news, man. We love hearing good news. That is like Solomon said here in Proverbs. It's like cool water to the weary soul.
Yep.
So maybe really, friends, our Lord's point then is that the cold and hot references are both positive qualities. If that's the case, and I believe that's the case, then you are either providing refreshment for the spiritually thirsty or healing for the spiritually sick. If not, then you're really not making a difference at all, and you're lukewarm. This indifference and complacency is what Christ absolutely hates. Thus, really, the message is you can either be hot and passionate, or you can be cool and refreshing and able to take people in their time of need and invigorate them, or you're simply not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we should all, as believers, be refreshing and passionate in our love for the Lord. You get around especially some first-generation believers,
mm-hmm.
and they just have this unbelievable passion and excitement for Christ. Yeah. I mean, they can invigorate. I mean, you're like, man, I want to go down the road with them here.
Yeah.
Because they have this intense love for the Lord. And, you know, you look at, though, people will leave a legacy. And in that legacy, that's what lives on after they're gone. You know, was their legacy one that was challenging, encouraging, invigorating, that, hey, who's going to put on the shoes now mm-hmm. and carry forth the message?
Yeah.
But let me ask, can people read your social media statements and be refreshed and encouraged in a biblical way? And a lot of guys don't really necessarily go on the social media, but there are some, and unfortunately I had to read some very stinging attacks of other believers that they go after. But, you know, ladies, even you think of your social media statements, are they refreshing and encouraging in a biblical way? Do you invigorate people to passionately serve the Lord with all their heart, soul, and mind? Or you may not care about the spiritually lukewarm status mm-hmm. of even where you are. But the Lord says, I do. He cares about it. And he says, I'm not going to tolerate you. You are flat. You're unsavory. You have set, soaked, and soured, and are content to be lukewarm. I really believe that if we would get some people excited within our churches of what God is doing in their life, and they can see the reality that God is at work. You know, Pastor Mark, you're talking about your granddaughter. She was following the Lord in baptism. And I've always tried to tell parents, you know, that when your kids can see the reality that God is real,
mm-hmm.
where you're praying and you're saying, hey, we're asking God to do something miraculous mm-hmm. or special here, and God answers that.
Mm-hmm.
There's the God I serve is concerned about us. He's loving. It's yeah. real. But so many times we just set, soak, and sour, and we're mm-hmm. content to be lukewarm. Yeah. And if you haven't noticed, lukewarmness to Jesus is tepid, and he says, I will vomit you out of my mouth. And I don't know if it was last broadcast or this one where early on where you're saying, who likes to think of that?
Yeah.
Number one, who likes to even have that stomach issue where that's what's taking place. But friends, lukewarmness is present all about us. The problem wasn't unique just there in Laodicea. Today, lukewarmness exhibits itself in several ways. A lukewarm Christian never declares, this Bible is my sole reason for spiritual existence. A lukewarm Christian never really sees missions to be a serious business. A lukewarm Christian really never allows Scripture to serve as his guide for the handling of his home and professional life. Lukewarmness is the diagnosis that Jesus Christ is revealing here to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, really, the question here at this point, whether you're driving this morning or you're just now rolling out of bed or you're there at the table with your coffee in hand and taking a few notes, the question would be, in the light of what Jesus is saying here, take an inventory and face up to your own spiritual condition. See, there is a cure for apathy or for this, you know, the apatheist. Isn't it wonderful that Jesus just doesn't leave us here with, man, I just want to throw up with these people.
Mm-hmm.
He gives a cure. And we see the cure in verses 15 through 19.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't we just start with verse 15 there, Pastor Mark, in chapter 3.
I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot.
And then he goes on, he says, and as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. He wants us to repent of any spiritual neutrality. You know, in verses 15 and 16, we're going to see here that spiritual neutrality is when we stop aggressively resisting the world. I mean, we're not cold and refreshing like the springs of the cool water that, that people there in Colossae enjoyed, nor is there the hot and therapeutic like the thermal springs of Hierapolis. I don't know if you've ever, have you ever been in any hot springs?
No.
It is so refreshing. And I mean, it just really invigorates you. But, you know, you even hear today what people are doing is they're taking these ice cold plunging baths and then transferring over to something hot and invigorating it's supposed to be for us.
Yeah.
My friends, living the Christian life is resisting the pressure of the world that is constantly squeezing us into just going along with things and not really disciplining ourselves to godliness. And instead, we're just out living, pleasing ourselves. We need to be a thermostat and set the spiritual temperature in our homes and not just be a thermometer that moves up and down with society. Spiritual neutrality is when we say that it no longer matters that every part of our life come under Christ's control. Well, that's not right, because Paul tells us there in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, and Pastor Mark, if you would just read that for us.
Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
You know, and that is what I believe we as believers ought to be looking for, because Paul says our bodies are reserved. In other words, we are owned by God. We've been bought with a price. We're indwelt by the Spirit of God, and so no longer is our body just solely ours. Therefore, you know, we're to glorify God in our body. And so a very important principle. And it's in the imperative mode there. That verb means to be valuing God for who he really is, or giving God the credit for what belongs to him. We're going to pick up in our next broadcast of this whole spiritual self-sufficiency that the church at Laodicea obviously exhibited, and that Jesus is going to actually, again, go after. So a very challenging, you know, passage of scripture for myself, for any who claim to know Christ personally. And that would be, are we hot or cold? That's positive. Those are positive qualities. Don't be the lukewarm. The lukewarm is the indifference and the apathy and the sluggishness and lack of concern for our own spiritual welfare. Join us for our next broadcast. Thank you, friends, for being part of the Word for Life today.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.